What I saw, Jason, was a situation of extremely high humanitarian needs. We are seeing a huge amount of displacement, people living in appalling conditions. The level of needs are growing. This is not something that is improving. So we're really seeing a deterioration of the situation. I saw families that have been separated, living in horrific conditions in a way that is really conducive to the outbreak of diseases such as cholera. And I also saw a generally lacking humanitarian response. The needs that are existing on the ground are not being adequately addressed. And this is something that is very concerning for us when we see the conditions that people are living in particular.
And what are some of the health needs that you're seeing?
For example, we have we are working in camps where people have settled around the capital city of Pemba. We are finding a situation where people that have been displaced have been walking for days in some cases to find safety. They've walked long distances. They arrive dehydrated, hungry, into conditions that are very difficult in the camps. Many of them have walked past the bodies of fellow village members while they've been fleeing their villages. So they arrive into these areas to find safety. But what they find is extremely difficult living conditions, overcrowding, poor shelter, lack of access to clean water, no health care. Malaria is a problem.
You mentioned people passing bodies of villagers. This is a conflict situation. So what about the mental health aspect in terms of the trauma that these people have experienced? Can you talk about that?
Absolutely. Mental health is a big part of our response as well. So the healthcare that we provide as Doctors Without Borders includes a strong focus on mental health. And it's not only helping people to deal with the trauma that they've experienced in leaving behind their village, often in a situation of extreme violence, but also leaving behind their livelihoods, their lives, and finding shelter in a place that poses significant challenges to their ongoing survival and lives. And this requires a huge amount of support. It requires particular attention for children. The number of children that have been displaced is extremely high. So in the camps, you have sometimes almost up to 50% of the camp population, the displaced population, are children. And they require particular attention to process and to be able to deal with the mental health impacts of this conflict.
You also mentioned that the situation is deteriorating. So what can be done to address the root causes here so that people don't have to flee from their homes and don't have to live in these conditions?
What we see as Doctors Without Borders is the consequence of a failure to address these root causes. And as a medical organization, it's difficult for us to find the solutions to these problems. But what I can say is that it's a matter of extreme urgency to address the root causes. I think what else that we would like to see is that we're not so alone in responding to the failure to address those root causes. I think the humanitarian needs that people are experiencing as a result of this conflict, the emergency that the province is in, requires a humanitarian mobilization greater than the one that we see today on the ground.